poor family with four brothers and a sister at the time, with a very abusive father. So abusive that at six, my mother decided to leave us. And we would continue to be abused for many years after, in many ways. My father remarried when I was 10 to a woman who had three other children at the time, and then they had another child together. So we had truly the his, hers, and ours family. Those children were highly favored children. My stepbrother was 8 months younger than me, yet he got away with bloody murder while I got beat for things that he did. All the while we were growing up like that, we were in church. We regularly went to either a Catholic or an Episcopal church. All the while, my parents preached religion to us. All the while, we would go to church on Sunday morning in the High Almighty Church, and then go to parties Sunday afternoon with the priest and those of the church, and watch nothing but drunkenness, alcoholism from both my parents, the priest, and other family members who supposedly were religious. I quickly learned, very quickly, to be a totally isolated child. Many of you have heard, and many of my family know, I remember very, very little of my childhood. And I think that's God's way. Protection. I was almost never at home. From the time I was 6, I was walking the streets. I was out on the streets alone, blocks away from my home, without ever somebody looking for me. In the years that, as I grew and came into my teens, strangely, I still knew what I wanted to do with my life. I had a heart to be an engineer and a designer. But peer pressure and those things that happen in teens' lives continuously pulled me away. And I found myself doing things in my life that later I deeply regretted. And I have lived the rest of my life trying to correct. And I honestly simply felt that God did not care. I believed there was a God. I knew there was a God. But I simply felt he was a God that didn't care. That he was out there somewhere watching over us and didn't care what we did, how we did it, and who we were. And I wanted absolutely nothing to do with religion. I chose to have a relationship with somebody who I had fathered a child with out of wedlock. And a few short years after that, after a very destructive relationship, we broke it off. And even though by this time I had started in my engineering career, I still was falling far out of control. I was still doing things that, quite honestly, should have been leaving me in prison today still. But praise God. He had so much more in store for me than I didn't even ever know about and realize at that time. At 24, such a young age, I met my wife and was immediately attracted to her. The strange thing was about that was my wife knew all of my siblings, and I knew all of my wife's siblings, and we didn't know each other when we met. My wife had dated one of my brothers. I was fond of one of her sisters, and we didn't know each other. My wife used to go to football games and watch my brothers play, and we didn't know each other. And things started changing in our lives. My wife knew the Lord at the time, but she wasn't living it. And then only a short year after we were married, when I finally convinced her to marry me, 2 years after us being together, my wife learned that she had a heart condition and required open heart surgery. And she started talking religion to me. And as you can well know, my attitude, and she'll share with you, that I simply and outright told her, if you get religious on me, I will leave you. That's how angry I was about religion. But praise God. She had an uncle. In fact, the man that was here yesterday with Devin Pete's memorial, Wayne Kenyon, who came to our house one night and sat down, had dinner with us, and proceeded to share with me Christ. And that changed my life. I accepted Christ that night. During that time, all of her family was worried about her having surgery, and I was the only one in the emergency room, the waiting room, absolutely convinced that God would bring her through it. And so he did. I'm so grateful to Wayne Kenyon because he showed me that God does care. And God does truly love me, even in the state that I was in at the time. He still sent his son to die for me. So I accepted Christ. And from that time on, God has showed me his love in so many ways that I can't even, it blows my mind. And here's a few examples. My wife made it through surgery, obviously. We've been married now coming this March, 28 years. Amen. He gave us the heart to care for others. He gave us the love, me, the love to care for others. He restored my relationship with my father, whom I have gone 20 years of never speaking to him in my life. 20 years out of 40 years, I had not spoken to my father and my uncle, whom both have passed away. But it was another blessed 10 years that after that restoration, God gave us together. He allowed me to lead two of my younger brothers to Christ. And now four of my five brothers are believers. He answered my prayers and had the great blessing of leading both my mother and my father to the Lord. And my father passed with a peace in his heart I had never seen in his life. An understanding. I read journals afterwards of his life in his last years, and I couldn't believe how much he loved God at the time. I was blessed to see something that very rarely people see. I saw my mother and father, my real mother, my biological mother, and my father, who had been divorced for 33 years, come together and be remarried. And they were given another 10 years together. And God has lovingly brought me through, and my wife, car accidents, several, one of which you know recent. He brought my wife through cancer. He brought my wife through liver disease and many other illnesses. He brought me through and survived lightning strike. And he blessed me with a voice that God, it only God, has given me to share with you for singing. Before I came to know the Lord, I didn't know a word how to sing. It is truly a God's blessing. So you see, God does love us, and God does care. And most of all, God gave me a wife who is loving me unconditionally. I've caused many hurts in my wife's life because of my own upbringing. I'm a stubborn person. I'm an angry person sometimes. I see that in my own life. I grew up angry. But God has worked in those areas. And one thing I try to teach my grandson, you don't always know everything and you're not always right. And we always have to learn that God does. And it is not shameful or embarrassing to admit when you don't. And I've always believed that we are to take responsibility for our actions and for our lives. But God is so good. And that is truly why I was able to sing that story, this song this morning, I Love to Tell a Story.